Hello again. This is John Chardy to have words with you, and I hope I will not find myself on the linoleum if I refuse to feel nostalgic about this once common, now rare floor covering. In all but the poorest homes, linoleum was once the standard covering for kitchen floors. I do not know whether or not linoleum is still manufactured as such. The new name seems to be Congoleum. Linoleum, once a registered trade name, has been ruled by the courts to be a common noun. It was invented by Frederick Walton and patented in England in 1863. It consists of linseed oil hardened by oxidization and mixed with ground cork. This slurry is then heat-sealed to canvas or burlap, a process that gives it a high gloss and that permits it to be stamped with bright designs. Walton coined the name from Latin linum, flax, and oleum, oil. In Old English, lean was flax, and lean side, linseed. As noted, it was brightly ornamental, but often dangerous in the kitchen, for when wet, it became dangerously slick. Coupled with the old-fashioned icebox, it could be lethal, for that icebox generally had under it a basin for collecting the melt of the ice. One of my boyhood chores was to empty that basin before it filled and spilled over, turning the linoleum into a lethally slippery surface on which only a figure skater could hope to keep his footing. Icebox has about disappeared from common use, replaced by refrigerator, or the more familiar, fridge. The last man I knew to use icebox as his natural name for refrigerator died some years back at age 86. Today, of course, we have styrofoam ice boxes, generally called coolers, for storing food on long drives and picnics. I once asked at least 100 people what distinction they made between ice box and refrigerator, and all of them understood ice box to mean a food chest cooled by blocks of melting ice, and refrigerator to be a rather more elaborate chest that generates its own cold by electric or gas power. I believe, however, that that distinction has been suggested by the trade name frigidaire. Refrigerator is a late Latin coinage from Latin frigidus, cold, with re as an intensive, and a modified form of generator as a suffix. The root sense is thing that makes cold. And as you can discover by browsing turn-of-the-century Sears Roebuck catalogs, the term was then common as a label for what we would now call an icebox. This is John Chardy, and so much for Memory Lane and the chances of taking a pratfall as you stroll it. Goodbye till our next word ramble, and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.